upset you now.
I really hate it when you're in like a restaurant or a kind of service situation when the person that is serving you is really obviously angling for a tip. When,
like, how?
Well, we're in New York, and I mean, obviously,
I don't think I've ever had that.
You're joking.
Oh, I don't recognise that as a thing. No, oh, I don't.
Maybe it's because I've worked in so many service scenarios that I can sense it. But okay. We're in America, and we went into like this cheesecake place, and like just fancied a piece of cheesecake, walking around, and the woman that was serving in there was like very obviously, she like, I mean, obviously tipping is a different thing over there to what it is here, but she's like, she kept coming over, she gave us an extra piece of cheesecake that we just didn't want, but she kept fucking going on about this bit of cheesecake. She's going, I got this extra bit of cheesecake and I can't sell it to the customer, so what am I gonna do? I'm gonna give it to you. Well, you know, because you're the customer, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you the piece of cheesecake. Yeah, yeah. Like, but she just kept going on. But she kept, once she'd given us this extra bit of cheesecake, she kept coming back. She kept just appearing out of nowhere going, well, what was I going to do? I couldn't sell it, so I'm going to give it to you. I couldn't get that. I'll give it to you. You're a customer. You'll get a bit of it. So we ended up basically having to leave with this bit of cheesecake that we didn't want. So I'm now just basically walking around New York with a bit of cheesecake because she was clearly angling. You know, it's that sort of thing of going, well, if I give them that, then they're going to think, oh, well, I better give her a decent tip. She did give us that extra bit of cheesecake that we don't want. I'm staying in a hotel. I've now got to go home with this bit of cheesecake. I've not got a fridge. You've just basically given me something to carry around. If anything, I should have not given you a tip. You've just created
Did you tip her?
Yes, of course we tipped her. You tip everyone in America, don't you? But
did you tip her more because of the cheesecake?
I can't remember. It was a long time ago, but I can remember at the time thinking, she's just after a tip here.
Well, I hate carrying things.
Yes, me too.
You know that. Do you?
What? Who likes carrying things? No, do you know what I like? No. I bloody love carrying things, me.
No. But I will kind of not bring things that I need just so that I don't have to carry them.
Well, like,
what was the last thing that you needed that you didn't take because you didn't want to carry it?
Okay, I was going to do some writing.
You didn't take a pen,
and I didn't take a pen. I didn't take a notepad, and I didn't take my. You know, obviously, it would be better to do writing on an iPad.
Were you writing with someone else?
No,
I was going to say because I could say I would have been able to say with some certainty there that had you have been, you'd have thought, well, I can just write all down. That is your attitude all over. Well, I'll just take them right all down.
What the bullshit? Anyway, what are you talking about? Lies. What is that? Unfounded lies. That is not true.
Love it. We've got a bite. Brilliant. Early. 3 minutes and he's biting already.
No. So I was going to write on my iPad and I thought
hold on a second. So you
went out
with the express purpose of writing.
Yes.
But because you don't like carrying stuff, you didn't take anything to write on. Surely you would have got to wherever it is you're going, sat down and gone, well, I fucked this up, haven't I? I've got nothing to write on. Like, you just go like, oh man.
No, I thought I'll just remember.
You're gonna sit. So
what?
You're gonna go and sit down and write stuff, but you're writing it in your memory, and then you're gonna get up and go like, okay, that's that finished. Shut my mental laptop and then just walk home. Where have you been? Been writing. We even got anything with you. Yeah, no, all up there, mate. Who are you, David Brent? It's all up there, isn't it? Well, it isn't, is it? Well, most of it is. I'd love to walk in. You just sort of sat there bobbing your head around like it's a typewriter. And then when you get to the end, going ding, and then sort of swinging it quickly back. Ding. It's like, what the hell is wrong with that bloke over there? Probably the least mad you've ever looked in a cafe, actually. Here he is. Ding.
Oh, God.
Good day? Successful day's writing?
Well, it's fine. You just sit there, ponder about life. Do you not like that? Do you not like just pondering?
I wouldn't call it like I was going out to write them. I just like not taking something with me. This whole thing just whiffs of, I'm going to sit at a cafe and do some writing. What? Oh, nothing, mate. Just going to just ponder it, save it up there, come home. I'm too forgetful for a start.
Well, I fucking know that. Do you know what? I was actually bitching about you to a mutual friend yesterday.
Right.
Just saying that you don't have a memory. You don't have it. I don't know how you converse. I don't know how you get through life. You don't remember. If you're a PlayStation, you wouldn't have a memory card. You just wouldn't be able to save games.
Yeah, when the character died,
that would be it. You'd have to start
give me
again.
Examples. That's not true.
Examples?
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot.
You fucking prick. You can't call someone out for not having a memory and not be able to remember any examples, you absolute clown. You could not go into politics. You would get absolutely taken apart with that sort of argument.
I don't want to go into fucking politics.
You've got the ego for it. You've got the ego for it. You are power crazy. You are ego mad.
The ego.
You love to call people out for things that you actually do yourself. That's your problem. It's true.
Ego.
You do. You think you're perfect. You forget stuff all the time. I turned up for a meeting that we had the other day. You just completely forgot that it was even happening. We just sat there. Where's Sean? Oh, sorry. I forgot to set my alarm. That is a real world example of your memory. What have you got, Sean? I can remember you in an example of you not having a memory. You've just called me out for not having a memory and can't remember any examples. That is 2-0. You have just been comprehensively taken apart there.
Well, I didn't say that I had a memory. I just said that you did.
Yes!
I will get you back.
Okay, I can't imagine that will happen, but...
Revenge is on its way.
Okay. In the unlikely event that you remember to do it.
Fucking hell. My phone, you know, I went 2 days this week without a phone.
Oh, really? That's awful.
When was the last? It was absolutely horrendous.
When was the last time I was without a phone? I don't think that's ever happened in, like, I've actually, this...
You just realise how much how much we've gotten used to blocking out. You don't really spend any time with yourself, really. You spend time looking at the phone and looking at the rest of the world. Yes, I bet you have done. Have you ever forgot your earphones on a train?
Oh, God, I did it the other day.
It's horrendous. Then what do you listen to? There's only one podcast you can listen to. Your life and wherever it went wrong. That is it. It's just the thoughts just coming in. Do you remember when you said that? Do you remember when you did that? It's fucking horrific. I had that for 2 days. 2 days me. It was just me and my head.
But you could have taken your iPad. You don't like carrying things around. You are screwed. I was going to say you could take your iPad out with you. Have you still got an iPod?
I have an iPod Shuffle, the little one.
Yeah, I've still got one of those. So I could, you know, if the worst came to the absolute worst and I was rendered phoneless for a few days. I mean, the thing is as well, we've all got old phones lying around, so you could just sort of fire one of those up, couldn't you? Like, even just for
what do you mean we've all got? Who the fuck are you?
Well, have you not got old iPhones in your drawer?
Hanging out with fucking Jay-Z, just got old phone. Like, you're like a fucking Premier League football player.
Have you had the same phone for 15 years?
No, but I don't have old phones lying about.
What do you do with your old ones then?
Well, the old one, the reason that I don't have them is they broke. They're gone. They're dead.
Where do they go?
The bin?
You're throwing them in the bin?
They're broken.
Ooh.
Where do you put... What do you fool?
A chink in Greta Wolfsburg's armour. You're just chucking iPhones in the bin. They've got to go somewhere. They're not fucking biodegradable, are they?
Well, I put them... the recycling bin then. Can it go in that?
No, you can't put iPhones in the recycling bin.
Well, where the fuck
Jesus
are you...
Jesus Christ.
Hang on.
In my drawer. As discussed, if you had a memory, you would remember what I was just saying 2 minutes ago.
Fuck it. Have you never read?
In fact, there's an iPod. There's an iPod Shuffle.
So what? Where do you put stuff?
I've got all my old phones.
That's mental.
Not really, because then there might be like old, you know, voice notes on them and stuff like that. You can't back those up, can you?
How often do you listen? How often do you turn on your old phone?
I'll tell you what, if I'm ever trying to write a new show, I might go, oh, there might be something on there. I mean, there never is. Every year I go, oh, there might be an amazing bit of material that I did once and forgot about. And I go, no, I was just doing the same shit 10 years ago. God, I can't believe that bit's 10 years old. I thought I'd wrote that 2 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
But yes, you know, I have got like probably maybe 7 or 8 smartphones that I've still got in like a drawer, you know, a man drawer to use McIntyre's, you know.
I don't think that's normal.
Mikey, so we're going to have to put this out. Have you got old iPhones that you've had before?
Not really. Maybe one.
And what do you do?
Where are the others?
We sell them.
You sell it? Yeah, well, that's true. That is a, you know. For the listeners, Mikey is a lot younger than us and not as financially secure. So I think selling an iPhone is probably, I mean, I should probably sell them. This one, anyway, sorry, to just go back to a point. This one is cracked. I've never cracked a phone screen before, and it's cracked back and front. I mean, what you'll discover, you know, when you have children is your mind does go to mush.
You say things like, I'll call you back, and then you don't.
Yeah, that's not a memory thing.
Oh, fuck. I hate it when people say, I hate when people say, I forgot. When you ask them something, you need some information. You ask them and they say, oh, I forgot. I did know that. When people tell you I did know that, I forgot it. Right, that's of no use to me now. The fact that you once like knew this, just if you ask it, maybe if you needed to know where something was, you know, like, oh, have you seen where I've left that thing? I forgot. Right, that's of no use. You're showing off about how you once had the knowledge. That's basically like saying, you're saying, I did know in the past, I don't know now. Is as useful to me as me going, if you ask me something and I go, I will know that eventually.
Do taxi drivers still do the knowledge, by the way? You know the knowledge? Because that used to be on Caledonian Road was the headquarters of it. So taxi drivers would spend, I don't know, weeks going around on a moped with like maps of London. So they would learn all of London for black cab drivers. It's called the knowledge.
Yeah, I know.
They can't still do that now. We've got sat-navs, do they?
Why are you asking me?
Well, because you just said the knowledge and it made me think of it. And you live in London.
Well, we've had a great insight into your brain, haven't we?
Why?
I used the word knowledge and you thought, oh, fucking hell, yeah, like the taxis. Oh, my God, that was called the knowledge. Oh, we'll talk about that for a minute.
Do you get cabs often?
Do you know what? I treat myself with cabs. I love black cabs. Love them.
Yeah.
Look, treat myself with a black cab. Love it. Put the window down, put on some music and pretend I'm in like a music video.
Well, it is one of the last few kind of British sort of, it's iconic in the way like the old, you know, the phone boxes. Do you remember when we both used to live in Brighton, when you get the train up to London and they've got the old phone box graveyard where they keep all the old red telephone boxes?
It rings a bell.
Yeah. I always used to go past there on a train and think, I'd love to get one of those if I had enough money and turn it into a shower. I think that would look great. Very Britpop, isn't it? Like, have a kind of like you go in and that would be. I tell you what, you're laughing. I'm going to do that one day. I'd love that. I can remember we were on holiday in Tenerife actually thinking of that. We went to the water park. You know those giant taps they have? So it's got water coming out of it. So it just looks like the tap is sort of in midair with water coming out of it.
Do I look like someone that enjoyed a water park?
Right, okay.
I couldn't think of anything worse. Hey, do you want to go to a place where there are loads of strangers with their clothes off? No.
We went to one in Florida called Blizzard Beach, and it was like a family holiday. And the night before, I had a few drinks, and I was going, oh, there's one, what's it called now? It's called the Kamikaze. So it's just one that goes straight down,
yeah.
And it's got a speedometer at the front. You do like 75 kilometers an hour coming down there. And I was like pissed the night before going, oh, I'm going to go down that, definitely. And my two biggest fears are heights and snakes. So the next day I was going, oh, are you going to go on there then? And I was like, oh, I can't back down now. So I had to sort of walk up. And as I sort of walk up, first of all, a snake slithers across the path. So I see a snake. And then you just go up this kind of tall zigzag staircase at the top, and I'm basically halfway up, started having a panic attack. Anyway, I digress. A friend of mine, we were at a water park in Tenerife, and those giant taps, do you know what I'm talking about? So it's like a huge tap, and it's got water coming out of it, but the water goes up a tube in the middle of the water that's coming down, so it just looks like it's suspended in midair. It looks like a tap that's floating in the middle of the air. And my mate that was with going, one day, if I was rich enough, I'd love to have one of those in my garden. And I was just like, that is the shittest thing. Imagine having that. Imagine aspiring to have one of those giant floating taps in your garden. I tell you what, one day I'd love to be rich enough to have one of those in my garden. That'll show them. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed that episode, there is more of it. We do an hour-long episode of this every week exclusively for our Patreons. You can sign up on patreon.com/WUYN. It's basically the equivalent of buying me and Sean a coffee every month. And for that, you get an hour-long show every Monday. There's different features in there. We do What's Upset the Internet Now, where we read out hilarious one-star reviews of things from around the internet. You also get the opportunity to be on the podcast. We get voice notes sent in a feature called What's Upset Them Now, where we read out what's been annoying you, and me and Sean give it the What's Upset You Now treatment, all for the price of a coffee between us a month. Not that I'd want to share a coffee with Sean, you understand, but sign up today if you go to patreon.com/WUYN. It's a great way to support the podcast. You get exclusive content every Monday, and it's a great laugh. Thank you very much.